This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Teachers in Colorado can get the COVID vaccine starting Monday, February 8th. That's also when people at least 65 years old become eligible, along with child care workers and paraprofessionals. Governor Polis announced the change today. He says teachers should work with their employers to get the vaccine. Polis says the state is aiming to vaccinate all teachers within 2 to 3 weeks. The wait for extended jobless benefits should be over soon for many Coloradans. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado's Labor Department says it's ready to resume unemployment payments for hundreds of thousands of people next week. People across the country were left without benefits when two federal programs expired late last year. Congress passed a last-minute stimulus package that included 11 extra weeks of payments, but it's taken Colorado officials about a month to get those extended benefits into gear. Now the Labor Department is sending an email to about 230,000 people with instructions for applying. The extensions are available for both regular unemployment and the pandemic-based program for gig workers and the self-employed. But the first phase only includes people who had an active claim in one of the two affected programs when they expired. Others will have to wait longer. Colorado will also start adding the $300 weekly unemployment boost to all payments starting Sunday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Republican Congressman Ken Buck will not run for Senate in 2022. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
With a tweet, Buck put an early end to speculation that he might be eyeing a Senate rematch against Democrat Michael Bennett. He says he's humbled by the interest and support, but he will not be running for U.S. Senate in Colorado. Buck also recently announced he will not run again for state GOP chair. He said he'll continue serving the people of the 4th Congressional District. In 2010, Buck came within 2 points of defeating Bennett, but the demographics and the politics of the state have shifted in the past decade. There's only one statewide elected Republican currently holding office as a CU regent. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mostly clear tonight for Denver, mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Lows around the Front Range, 25 to 30 degrees. Rain and snow for Grand Junction tonight, down to 25. And look for snow showers for Vail, with lows around 20. You're listening to CPR News.